This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And we are back with the Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach. Pardon me. Here are the questions for today. Should the police enforce the rules regarding masks and social distancing, and whether your store should be open or not? 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, star 930. Also, it is a national day of prayer today. I think it's great. The timing couldn't be better. Is that something you think is a good idea? 'Cause I do. You don't have to belong to any particular religion. Maybe you don't belong to a religion at all, but you think it's the appropriate thing to do today. I'd like to hear from you on that. Meanwhile, let's go to line five. That would be Mike on a cell phone. Mike, you're on WBEN.
Mr. Beach, good morning.
Hello there, Mike. What's on your mind today?
Like anything, I don't think there's necessarily concrete answers. I think there's a lot less thinking going on than there needs to be. First of all, enforcing social distancing, I say no. The governor doesn't even wear a mask. And as far as the lady being arrested and thrown in jail, here's my point from my own experience. I base my experience on what I see, or my opinion on what I see and what I experience. I'm self-employed. Yesterday was the first day I was able to contact the Department of Labor. So basically, I'm going 8 weeks without pay.
Wow.
To wait another 2 weeks. So that judge is getting paid. If that woman has children to feed, she feeds those children. That judge to me is disgusting. I don't agree with it.
Well, the judge is getting criticized by not just the public, but by other judges and even the lieutenant governor. And I guess there was a $7,000 fine involved, too. Hannity said he'd be happy to pay the fine. You can certainly see when she says, I was trying to feed my kids, and she's got a family at home, there's certainly a great deal of sympathy. But if you tear up a court order in front of law enforcement, what are they to do? Are they just to walk away?
You know, that's an interesting question, and I always love your questions because they make you think. And in the perfect world, it's not something I would do, mainly because I wouldn't want the police at my house. That woman did not have a choice. I look at, okay, so what do you do when you're faced with a tough decision? You do what you know is right in your gut. Now, as far as a court order goes, the gentleman that just called about releasing prisoners, you cannot tell a woman not to work when you're releasing prisoners in society. Also, I have this point to make. Then, you talked about anarchy. I understand your point. Our government, local, you know, state, federal, they've been involved in anarchy for generations against us. I look at the, you know, illegal aliens. By definition, they shouldn't be here.
That's a good point. And that's against the law, and the law is totally disregarded.
Yeah,
it takes somebody like Mickey Kearns to light a fire under him to get any attention even to be paid by it.
But I'd like, Sandy, you work, you pay your taxes. I'm sure you live in a nice neighborhood, and I'm sure you're a good neighbor. I feel the same way about myself. You know, you want to do the right thing. We should have the right to do that. You know, when we have this situation has caused more damage. Yes, you protect your elderly. You stay away from them. You test people every day that are dealing with them, people with pre-existing conditions. Of course, you protect the weak. But when you take this down on everybody, you're causing more problems. Well, how many people have been killed and disgustingly raped or beaten or on drugs because of illegal aliens? You know, polling cars in Cuomo, they welcome them here. I can't stand listening to either one of them because they're hypocrites and they disgust me.
Same. Well, you know, what's weird is when you hear the governor talk about the deficit that the and the debt that the state has, and yet none of those reporters, and he's got a room full of reporters, ever ask him, why are we giving free college to illegals then if we got that much of a debt and you want the government, the federal government, to bail you out? Why, if you're spending money like that, illegals, come on in, we're welcoming you, and free college, then tell me why you expect any money from the feds.
That's why Buffalo should not let you retire or Bowerly retire. You're the only two people asking the damn question.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. And thanks for your call, Mike. Thank you very much. Yeah, Cuomo, by the way, we got an early call on Cuomo today. His usual time, he'll be on at 11:30. 11:30. And Rush Limbaugh follows whenever the Cuomo questions run out. Yeah, have you noticed that, Tony? Here they have a press briefing every day. You see what kind of questions the president gets. They tell me why not one reporter, to my knowledge, has asked a question about if we have such a big debt for New York State, where we're so far behind the eight ball financially, why are we giving free college and welcoming illegals?
No, they're too busy giving him a way to put up an excuse of why he's mismanaged the state's budget for so long.
Yeah, it's just amazing to me. It truly is. Mr. Beamer, before I go back to some more calls, you have some Facebook for us, please.
Oh, Sandy, I do. And the question on Facebook, should the police be allowed to enforce the mask-wearing mandate? And this has quickly gotten a lot of comments. Over 99 on Facebook already.
Oh, and 99 on Facebook already. That's great.
And Jim says, absolutely not. Let them do the work they are hired to do. Our constitutional rights do not end when there's a pandemic. Focus should be placed in areas hardest hit, like nursing homes.
All right. Well, I have no problem with the hardest hit area being nursing homes. There should be a focus on that and try and get that tidied up and taken care of. Very, very particular at-risk people there. We can't forget them. We have to remember they're there and do all we can to cut that down. One more before I go back to the calls.
All right, Sandy, we'll go with Donna, who says, I think the police have more to do. However, I can see where this is a health concern. Maybe have the enforcement put on those who run the place of business.
And we've had a couple of texts, too. They mentioned the text mentioned the fact that he was one of the judges that let people out of jail and whatever. And they also mentioned there's a technical term. I think that they said it must be just in court parlance. I think he's known as a dick. Yeah, that's it, a dick. So the judge is a dick, and the other judges think he's a dick too. And they're wagging their finger. We don't need this kind of a problem, sending a woman with her kids to jail. And the lieutenant governor and Hannity and get the line going. Also, there's a GoFundMe page. So things are happening, and they seem to be breaking in her direction. We'll be back with more on News Radio 930 WBEN. Let's go to line four, and that would be Ann in Buffalo. Ann, you're on WBEN.
Good morning.
Hello, Ann. What do you have for the audience today?
Oh, Lord, how much. I didn't hear it on the news, but my pastor told me that he saw it on the news. That guy, Hannity, is that his name?
Hannity.
Yeah, him.
Yeah, Sean Hannity, yes.
Yeah. But today is Thursday, so I heard him talking about it Tuesday night. You was talking about the police. You know, should, you know, they do whatever they do.
Yeah, should they enforce the laws? If you're not wearing a mask, should you get a you know, a little a ticket or a fine? And same thing with if your store is open when it's not supposed to be open and all of that sort of thing.
Sean Hannity said Tuesday night that he went back to when the police beat the guy in Brooklyn because he was selling loosies. And Sean Hannity said Tuesday night that they beat, the police beat a guy. I guess that had to have been Tuesday as well, for not visiting himself. You know, separated himself. And I'm thinking to myself, why can't the police just keep their hands off of people?
Yeah, it has to be proportional. Now, the head of the police union for New York City, and there's a lot of cases in New York City of the virus, obviously. The union does not has said that the police, they don't want the police to have to enforce it. There was a security guard that asked somebody to wear a mask and got shot and killed. So this can be very dangerous. It's not as simple as we would think, and they don't want to have to enforce it.
You are absolutely right. And then to also say that quickly, in the Bible tells you you're supposed to obey authority. But we don't obey the authority. As far as prayer is concerned, that's a good thing.
We've had civil disobedience before. What happens is when you get to an area where they don't think the law is right, and in a case like this, is liable to set off even more problems. So we got to put a lid on this thing and not let it get any worse than it already is.
You are absolutely right. And as far as prayer, Sandy, I tell you, they should have did this a long time ago. They should have did this a long time ago when they were sitting on their hands. And I say it, and I hate to bring this up on your show every time I talk to you. I say it, this is a spiritual thing. This is a God thing. Because we is laced with sin. If you go back to prophecy, prophecy tells you that. And God do not lack sin. And we as people, we are sinful nation. We just sin. We are hateful. We are nasty. We are petty. We lie. We kill people. We do everything that's displeasing to God. And eventually, you got to pay the piper. Because believe it or not, whether they believe it or not, believers and non-believers, there is a God. You didn't make yourself. You didn't wake yourself up every morning. You didn't make yourself talk. You don't make yourself do anything. And it's going to take prayer. And if enough people, especially believers, if they pray the way they duck and hide, they jump up in church and holler about God in time, something happens, they run for cover. And if they don't start the practicing what they preach, you will see this happen again.
Well said, Sister Ann. Thank you very much. And today, I think it'd be a good day to listen to what Ann had to say and follow it. So thank you, Ann. Thank you for the call. Always love Ann's call. And let's go to Don on line one. Don, you're on WBEN.
Good morning, Sandy, and good morning, Tony, on this wonderful day here.
Yes, it's going to snow here later. You're in Pennsylvania, so I don't know if you're going to get any of this, but we're going to get some. Probably not much, but enough to depress us.
I would say the first flake that fell down would be enough to depress me.
Yeah, me too. Oh, what's going on, Don? What's going on in the Don brain?
Well, first of all, the last caller, Ann, she is a sweetheart, isn't she?
We love Ann. We love her. She speaks the truth.
Yeah, if everybody was like her, I guess we'd be a better world.
Be a lot easier, yep.
What's going on? Okay. Also, the caller before her, him and I were on the same page. There's no question about it. That woman, the salon owner in Texas, she is going to become, if not already, a national hero. And the old saying that he who laughs last laughs the loudest. And believe me, she will be laughing real loud versus the judge when this is all said and done.
You know, when it comes to the criminal justice system, there's a word called discretion. The cops have it, deciding whether to arrest you or not. The DA has it, deciding whether to charge you or not. There's a certain amount of discretion that the judge has. And I think that they should have and would have maybe used some more discretion had she not torn up the court order right in front of everybody. I mean, that's like, it's like people who lead protests who want to get arrested, the Martin Sheens of the world. They want to get arrested to bring their celebrity to the forefront. But I wish she hadn't done that. But the judge could have still used some discretion and understood that she was suffering from a real depression, trying to feed your children. And we understand why she did it.
Well, let's be honest about it. I mean, basically, the bottom line here is, again, she's going to come out smelling like a rose from this.
Yep.
And two,
yep,
her intentions were to be able to feed her kids. Well, guess what? When she's in jail, we will take care of feeding her kids, something that might not have happened if she hadn't have done this.
Well, that's true. They will be well cared for and well looked after. She's going to be in jail for a week, and that was a sentence, so it'll probably be less time than that. But she is going to come out a hero. She'll be on all the talk shows. And meanwhile, the judge has been scorned, even by other judges who understood that, you know, she did the wrong thing by tearing it up, but you could have still shown some discretion.
Well, also, after this took place, before he sentenced her to 7 days, he gave her a second chance by saying, basically, if you beg for mercy, that's what it amounted to, I will rescind the 7-day jail term. So I'm saying to myself, well, why is he doing that? If she broke the law, then he's breaking the law by going against his own thing.
You ever see that video? It's been out for a few years now, where a young girl, I don't know what the charge was, she was up before a judge, and the judge sentenced her to something like 30 days. I'll just make up the numbers, but you get what I'm talking about. Okay, he slams the gavel down. She turns around, and she says something as she's walking away. And the judge says, pardon me, would you repeat that, please? And she says it again. And he gives her 60 days and then says it again. And she never learns. He sentenced her to 3 times as much as she would have gotten had she just kept her mouth shut. You don't sass a judge and get away with it if the judge wants to have any control of the courtroom.
No, but let's go back to yesterday. Didn't Governor Cuomo say that 60% of the new cases coming down the road now, people like myself who are up in age and stay home and don't run around and go places?
I didn't see all of his yesterday. I heard the first half hour, and that was about it. So he may have said that. He said a lot of the new cases were coming from the city. That's to be expected.
Well, I look at it this way. It's about time they open things up. And if people want to go out, fine. If they want to, businesses should reopen. We're getting ourselves into a real bind here.
It is. It's getting tighter and tighter. You know what the breaking point will be, strangely enough? The National Football League. The schedule comes out tonight. The conversation will begin. The others are all important. They're all about our quality of life. But the National Football League, I think, will be the deciding factor. Thanks, Don. Thanks for calling.
Yep.
Okay. Yep. We'll be back after this. Governor Cuomo today at his usual time at 11:30 on News Radio 930.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
We are back with the Beach and Company of Sandy Beach. Let's go to line three, and that should be Gabe in Jamestown. Gabe, you're on WBEN.
Good morning, Sandy.
Hello, Gabe. What do you have to share with us today?
Well, I couldn't help crack up when you were talking about giving that horse the forelock.
Oh, yeah, I cut it straight across.
It also reminded me of Mo Howard.
Oh, yeah, that's the same haircut. Exactly, and the horse looks so embarrassed to have that haircut.
I was going to say, I don't know if you know this, but the woman, the salon owner who was arrested in Dallas, she's gotten over $500,000 on her GoFundMe page.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Well, that'll take care of that $7,000 fine pretty easily.
For sure. I was going to say, I think that what we're going through right now, we're going through a gauntlet. You and I are around the same age. We grew up watching Westerns. And you remember when an Indian tribe would capture somebody and then they would set up a line of Indian braves that'd be holding tomahawks and clubs. And if you could survive going through that line, then they would let you go.
Well, I love Westerns. I used to go to them all the time. So you think that's what we're going through now?
Absolutely. The people of this country are the captives, and we're going through the gauntlet. And there are some people, some businesses, that are not going to survive the gauntlet. When this is all over, they're not going to reopen.
Well, Rocco Termini, who is a very successful builder and owns a restaurant, said in the Buffalo News a couple of days ago that he expects one out of three restaurants in Buffalo not to reopen. Now, that's a phenomenal number. 33% of the restaurants, he think, won't even reopen now.
Well, that's devastating. And I think the damage that is being done is irreparable. It's going to take years for us to claw back. And a lot of people who lost their jobs because of this are going to be pounding the pavement. So, desperate people do desperate things. this woman, this salon owner in Dallas who was arrested for tearing up her summons, that was seen as an act of defiance. But I'd say the vast majority of Americans could relate with what she did. She said, enough is enough. I've got nothing to lose. You know, when you're up against the wall and you've got nothing to lose but fight back against the draconian things that have been issued by the governors, let's put it this way. I think that the American people can relate with what she's doing. She is going to be a hero after this is all over with.
Yeah, and I'll tell you one thing. I lived in Texas in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and they are very individualistic. They're very proud. They're not going to take any BS and whatever. I wish it had been handled differently, but the judge is coming up at the short end of the stick with this one. But let's hope we're getting near the end of this, because I think you're right. I don't know how much longer we can sustain it, but nobody knows the answer of once we lift it, if we're going to have a second wave or not. Let's hope not. Hey, thanks for the call, Gabe. I'm glad to see you aboard. Thank you very much. Jamestown, too. One of our few Jamestown callers. Very nice. Let's go to John in Tonawanda on line 5. John, you're on WBEN. Okay, John. He's gone to the John, or John is gone, Tony? I like to insert a little humor. Instead, it's Chris. All right, Chris, you're on WBEN.
Hi, Sandy.
Hello there, Chris. What's on your mind today?
Street sanitation.
Okay, I wasn't thinking about that myself, but go ahead.
Well, today they forgot to pick up my garbage bin and my neighbor's garbage bin next to me. And this is the second time that they've missed my neighbor. And this has been going on for, like, once a month. And I've had times where it was not only the neighbor to the right of me, I had the neighbor to the left of me, and the neighbor next to him not have garbage picked up. So this is crazy with these sanitation people.
What I would do is I would call the town or the city, depending on your jurisdiction, and tell them exactly what's happening. I mean, you pay taxes. The taxes pay for a trash pickup, and it has to be picked up. And you don't want it lying around, especially if it doesn't have a cover on it. It may or may not be covered, but either way, it should be picked up. I suggest that you give a call to the municipal authorities. Thank you. Thanks for the call. All right, let's see. How about Fred in New Mexico on line 2? You're on WBEN, Fred.
Good morning, Sandy.
Hello, Fred.
Hey, you know, I just was reading something here on the internet that another one of our meat processing plants have become
inoperable. Did they shut it down?
Yeah.
Because the president put out an executive order that they were to stay open, but obviously if there was anything, any further damage or implication that it was a health issue, they'd have shut it down. I had not heard about that.
Yeah, and it's been a lot. In fact, we noticed that it's very difficult to find cuts of meat now.
Yeah, we're getting that anecdotally that Tops and Wegmans have a set number you can buy, and that's that. And yeah, people were worried about that, and that we'll have to deal with it as it shows up.
Yeah. Well, going back to the lady and the judge.
The judge.
Yeah, he did make a mistake, but at the same time, I'm torn between both of them because she shouldn't have torn that piece of paper up.
Yeah, I mean, we do have laws, and there's a way to you know, protest against them. There's a way not to. I think that if she had gone up and expressed her opinion and said, you know, it was more than I could bear, bum, 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 so my apologies to the court, she'd have been walking around. But she'd have been walking around without that $500,000 or whatever it is in the GoFundMe page. And once she brought the children into it, once she mentioned the children, apparently the judge said she was selfish to do something where it might endanger other people. And then she had the killer line was, I don't think feeding my children is selfish. Okay. Once she brought the children into it, she had the winning hand. It was over then.
That's true. That's true.
No, yeah, no, nobody, you know, she may have used bad judgment, but she shouldn't have done that. Okay, but she's going to be rewarded for it, plus she will be a hero. Thank you, Fred. Thank you very much. All right, we'll take a break and return on News Radio 930 WBEN. Why don't we do a couple from Buzzy Beamer, and then I'll go to the calls. So, Buzz, what do you got on Facebook, please?
All right, Sandy, and we are getting a lot on Facebook. I love it. We'll start with Jamie, who says, yes, I think police should enforce mandatory mask wearing. Although it isn't a law, it is a government mandate that we have to follow. Masks are helped to stop the spread of this disease and help protect each other as fellow human beings. We are under executive order, which means that the governor has the authority to mandate this. The quicker we all comply and wear a mask, the quicker we can get back to regular life or close to normal life.
Okay, Texas, as I said, when I was there, my impression of Texas, you got a lot of people who are very patriotic, stand up for what they think is right, not going to take any guff. And let's see if that's true. Terry from Texas is on line 5. Terry, you're on WBEN.
Hey, Sandy. One real quick thing on prayer or National Day of Prayer and then the law enforcement thing, if I could.
Okay, sure.
Prayer should be an everyday thing, not just a date on a calendar, is my personal opinion. When I was in the military, there was a sign outside of my barracks door that I memorized because I not only appreciated it, but I seen it every single day. And the sign said, God and the soldier we all adore, in times of danger, not before. When the danger has passed and all things are righted, God is forgotten and the soldier slighted. If you want to pray, believe in your prayer, but continue to pray whether the times are good or bad. You know, pray for the happy times as well as getting through the bad. That's just my personal take on the prayer.
Totally agree with it. That's absolutely right. But it's nice every once in a while to poke people with a sharp stick and remind them about it. What else is on your mind today, Terry?
So as far as law enforcement is concerned, I can't help but appreciate the hilarity and the irony and the fact that Democratic governors and mayors and politicians in general, who seem to me, in my personal opinion, to be completely anti-police, anti-law enforcement, who go out of their way to restrict the law enforcement community's ability to actually do their job, are now expecting them to get into people's business the way that they're doing. And, you know, they don't have any regard for people's rights at this point in time, I don't think. And now it's okay to be too intrusive, and now it's okay to violate constitutional rights, which I can't debate those specific ones. I know there's a lot of shady stuff happening right now. But, you know, now these people are okay with all that stuff, just depending upon who you are. Because you put law enforcement officers, I happen to know plenty of them that are prior military. A lot of them are combat veterans all throughout the country. And my personal friends, whether they be lying to me or not, I don't know. But they're not going to enforce these types of things because their job is hard enough as it is without approaching people and giving them grief over something that's debatable at best, you know.
Well, the union for the New York City police, and there's obviously a lot of cases of a virus down there, do not want to enforce it. They do not want to enforce the rules because, like, there have been fatalities already. You would think that maybe people would be a little bit more level-minded. A security guard got killed for asking somebody to put a mask on, for crying out loud. So the cops don't want to enforce it. It's a very unpopular law right now. But we're stuck with a juggling of public safety as opposed to either at the point of a gun or at a point of a needle. So either way, there's a problem.
I'll tell you what, I got a friend. I'll use him as an example because he's in such an extreme situation. He's a Chicago Police Department officer. Some of the stories he tells me about what happens there remind me literally of Iraq, if not worse. You know, they're not allowed to stop anybody or talk to anybody that they assume is committing a criminal act or is about to be committing a criminal act without doing 5,000 pieces of paper. You know, they can't search for guns or do anything to keep violent criminals from, you know, committing violent acts until the act has already been done. But now you want to go up to these, you want these officers to go up to these same group of gangbangers that are most, more than likely armed and tell, hey, man, I got to get 6 feet apart. And where's your mask? And where's,
yeah,
where's that? The response to that is not going to be, oh, sorry, officer, I'll go ahead and put my mask on. Oh, let me drop my gun, but here's my mask. I mean, that's not how this works. And these Democratic politicians are out of their mind because, once again, they're not on the ground, boots on the ground, seeing the reality of what's really happening every day on the streets. And, you know, stimulus check aside, $1,200 doesn't do much for a lot of people. And there's a lot of people that are hurting, and their patience is already thin as it is. And they're making wrong decisions and try to cover them up by doubling down more with the nonsense and the drama. This has been mishandled from the jump, and I'm 100% supportive of the lady that fucked at the system in Texas, because if more people did that stuff, we'd all be in a better situation right now.
Okay, very well said. And I knew we could count on you, Terry. Terry from Texas, thank you for calling. Buzzy Beamer, give me another Facebook, if you would.
I will. We will go to Dean on Facebook, who says, I have no problem with police enforcing us wearing the mandated masks if there is nothing else for them to enforce. I think they have a job more important to our safety, especially in these times. Leave up enforcement to the store or business that you are visiting.
One of the problems enforcing the mask especially is that Andrew Cuomo, who will be on at 11:30 today on this station, does not wear a mask. The president doesn't wear a mask. Pence doesn't wear a mask. None of the people who are speaking on behalf of what's going on in our country are wearing masks. Now, I can understand it's hard to be a public official and talk through a mask to a microphone, but I've not seen any indication that even when they walk away from the microphones that they flip a mask on. And Andrew Cuomo had a discussion with his brother Chris on how good looking he is, and now he's a bachelor again, and so maybe that's why he doesn't want the mask on. It'll intrude in his Italian good looks. What do you think of that? I think we got time for one more, Buzz.
Thomas says, I would lean towards yes on this. They should be able to tell someone not wearing a mask to put a mask on or go home. Then inform them that they risk getting ticketed for public endangerment or something to that effect if they don't either put the mask on or go home. We do live in a society that there is a certain level of clothing required in public already. Right now, that clothing includes a face mask.
And, you know, masks are a pain in the neck. I have one, and even though I'm only in the car, if there's any transactions to be done, I have it, and I'm ready to wear it. I don't wear it just in the car, because there's nobody in the car but Bernie and myself, but I have one. You would think maybe have a little longer fuse than we have, because we're trying to get to a point where we can relax most of the things that are being restricted now. I know it's a pain. I know maybe you've had enough. It's been week after week now of being stuck in the house with the kids. You're running out of patience, and you might not even have a job. I can't imagine being in a house with kids and not having a job to come to when that is over. That's got to be very difficult. We got to get a grip on ourselves, though. It'll be over, hopefully, sooner than later. We'll take a break and return on News Radio 930 WBEN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.